After studying a Bachelor of Agriculture and an MBA in Agricultural Innovation, Northwest Tasmanian dairy farmer Oliver Roberts has found his niche. His goal is to use technology to improve pasture efficiency. In an area like Tasmania where rainfall is typically generous, the ability to grow ryegrass pastures is a competitive advantage to help keep feed costs down in the dairy industry and other grazing industries. But Oliver Roberts believes we can go further with pasture management and help increase margins on farm. Through his study and through piloting a pasture management software system called Pasture.io, Oliver has investigated how Tasmanian farmers typically manage pastures and how they might improve to help with a dry season and very tight milk prices.
It's absolutely integral. It's integral for farmers to optimise pasture utilisation in a low milk price year just as much as it is in a high milk price year. So in a low milk price year, neglecting to manage your pastures is fundamentally neglecting any profit that you may make that year. Extension and research shows that pasture utilisation is very much connected to profit on dairy farms.
So why would people be neglecting it?
Without causing offence, I think some people don't see the value in measuring pasture. If we want to dig a bit deeper, I think that some people don't know how to utilise that pasture measuring data. They feel that it's a bit out of their depth, or maybe it's more suited towards a partial mixed ration system or a high intensive system, when I'm trying to argue that grazing your pasture and getting the pasture management principles and system correct is just as important in a low input system as it is in a high input system, as it is in a big farming operation and a small farming operation. If all the weather conditions are perfect to have a good growing season throughout the summer, well, it comes back to basic management principles of protecting your residuals, making sure that you're grazing the ryegrass at the correct leaf stage, and you're not overgrazing or undergrazing, and you're not sending the cows into the paddocks with covers that are essentially rank and therefore limiting in nutritional value. So for us to take advantage of growing more grass, we need to fundamentally protect the quality of the grass. I tend to say you can't grow quantity without quality, and you can't grow quality without quantity.
You just listed a lot of different components, though, to both quality and quantity. I wonder, how easy is it for farmers to keep track of all those different elements to do with their pasture growth?
For me, it's fairly easy. I've developed my own application to deal with that. But for other farmers, I think they tend to think it's easy, but they easily find themselves either grazing into a surplus or grazing into a deficit, and then having to be reactionary rather than proactive about the season or the grazing plan that's in front of them.
But how much room to move is there in an area that's so fortunate with our rainfall and ability to grow grass in the first place? How much can you squeeze extra efficiency out of managing your pastures better?
Well, I guess that's quite subjective, depending on the farming system, depending on many variables. For our farm, I believe that there's a lot more we can squeeze out of the farm, and I'd consider us as top farmers when it comes to managing our pasture through best grazing practices. For other farmers, say the middle rung of farmers, I see great potential to easily increase tonnages within the first year of managing their pastures better by not actually spending any more money, but by just doing a better job at grazing and managing their pastures.
Oliver Roberts speaking with me there on his Flowerdale dairy farm. And the pasture management app he mentioned is pasture.io. You can find out more info about that online, as the name suggests, pasture.io/about.